glacier. As they are largely submerged, the drift of icebergs is governed by current and little affected by wind. Some icebergs from Iceland are carried by the East Greenland Current round Cape Farewell, where they join thousands of other icebergs from the western glaciers and together sweep into Baffin Bay. There they are taken by the Labrador Current, which carries them southwards towards the Grand Banks of Newfoundland. Many icebergs run aground on the coast of Labrador or on the northern part of the banks and there disintegrate. The first appear near the Grand Banks about the beginning of March. "Cold monsters that are so beautiful to look at and so dangerous to touch," in the words of a Cunard captain on the North Atlantic run. By the end of June, they have ceased. During a normal year, some 300 to 350 icebergs drift south of Newfoundland, and about 50 are born south of the Grand Banks. Short of bombardment, there is no means to destroy an iceberg except by waiting for it to melt. The largest of them drift 2,500 miles before they dwindle away in the sun around latitude 40. From the bridge of a liner on a clear day, a large iceberg can be seen at 16 to 20 miles distance. In bright sunshine, it appears as a luminous white mass. In dense fog, its somber bulk is undetectable at more than a